The 2021 planting, we have 80% plus success rate. And the 2022, we have 70% plus success rate. Mr. Speaker, let me use this opportunity to thank you, Right Honourable Speaker, for your leadership and for your support in this endeavour. And Mr. Speaker, I'm happy to observe that all the trees you planted on the premises of Parliament are doing very well. The pundits tell us that from 1900 to date, we have lost about 80% of our forest cover. This calls for aggressive afforestation and reforestation. And Mr. Speaker, the Green Ghana Day is one of the efforts government and the country is making to restore the lost forest cover of our country, thereby contributing to the noble effort of the world at halting climate change.
Initiatives such as this, good as they are intended, do not fall victim of corruption or do not become a victim of corruption. It does not become an establishment that is used to siphon money from the taxpayer. Mr. Speaker, and this is important because climate finance has to be, optimized for impact and effectiveness. And the way to do that is to ensure that strategies are put in place to change finance and, to ensure that finance that is meant for climate change and its mitigation and its adaptation are not misapplied and also give us less optimal, value. The President in 2022 in his SONA address revealed to this House that they had successfully planted 7 million trees, 2 million more than was initially planned to be planted. However, the Minister weeks earlier, in an answer to a question in this same House, reported that only about 4.89 million trees were planted. Mr. Speaker, the question therefore is, how many trees indeed were planted? And how much did we, throw at the plantation of these trees?